You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 26. And in this episode, let's upgrade your strategy for achieving your biggest, most audacious goals so that you can stop just being curious and start being serious. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, it's Melanie here, and I want to share one of the best pieces of advice I ever got from a mentor in all of my years of studying with great minds, and that was the distinction between being interested in something and committed to something. Now, many years ago, one of my friends, John Asraf, I had turned to for some coaching because I really wanted to up my game. And we had a conversation one day about the difference between being interested in something and committed to something. And it was a huge light bulb moment, and I want to share it with you because I think sometimes we fall into these traps of being more curious rather than serious about what we're saying our goal is. And we can do this all the way through personal goals to business goals to relationship goals. And there's some signs that you may actually not be aware of that point towards being more interested and not really committed. Now, committed basically means you're doing everything to achieve the goal. And you're all in, 100%, 110% in. And interested basically means you're curious. It's something that you're intrigued by, but you're not all in yet. And what I've discovered in my own life and those that I coach and friends and family and just, you know, kind of being a student and an observer of what works and what doesn't is interested people tend to struggle. They often feel like a victim, that like things are happening to them that they don't have control over. And they tend to not be willing to take personal responsibility for the outcomes. And they end up getting kind of stuck in this phase of mediocrity and can't figure out why they're stuck. And it often lies in this mindset shift. So I wanted to first explore some of the things I personally learned about when I've been stuck in being interested in something and what it took to really get committed. And then I'll wrap up with four of the ways that you can actually give yourself an upgrade into that commitment that it requires. So the first thing that I think is important for us to check in with ourselves in is when we're interested in something, you only do what's convenient. When you're committed, you do what must be done no matter what. And I kind of like to think of this in relationship to diet and what we do to take care of our body's health and vitality, because I think we all can relate to this one, is when you are interested in having better wellness, you will still eat what's convenient and what you crave. When you're committed, you know what needs to go in your body and what can't go in your body, and you're all in, and you follow a plan, and you eat what gives you energy and vitality. It's like you just don't waver. And I've been in both those places where I'm like, yeah, okay, well, this sounds really good. I've got that craving, or it looks amazing, and I'll eat it. And I also have been that person when I'm all in, it's like I am eating in a certain way because I want to produce a certain outcome through my body. And I can see this in my friends too. Like I have a friend who, we love wine, and there's times where she's like, nope, not having wine. I'm all in. I want to achieve this goal. And she's committed and she's not going to deviate. And we can apply the same thing to any goal we have. Are you only doing what's convenient? Are you doing the least amount of effort, but hoping for great outcomes? This is a massive shift point. It could actually be a pivot that would accelerate you achieving your goals. So that's number one. Number two, when we are interested, especially in our business, ideas are more like tissues. When you're done with them, you discard them quickly. And what happens is you tend to amass a lot of started projects and ideas that are not finished and are not profitable and are not optimized. And so you probably spend a lot of time and money with ideas that never really go anywhere. And you get a lot of bright, shiny objects that distract you from your real goals. And oftentimes in this place, these are people, and by the way, you're in good company if you notice this one for yourself, but you are probably not making a profit, if money at all, because you're distracted into too many different directions. Now, someone who's committed to an idea or set of ideas for their business, they have a very solid business model that is designed to produce predictable cash flow and results. And if you don't have that, just know that sometimes you need a little help, a coach or a mentor or someone else to point the light or shine the light on what you're missing, because it's probably right there, but maybe the way your mind works is you are more creative and you tend to jump around a lot of ideas. But just know it's a sign of being interested in success versus committed to success. So let's get into number three. When someone's interested in success instead of committed, they tend to let their fears and resistances rule their life. And one piece of this puzzle is you tend to get into a story about what's possible that's very limiting. So that won't work for me, or I don't have the money, I don't have the team, I don't have the resources. You run your limitations as your mantra. And in this particular scenario, you were probably locked into a certain level of success and you've never gotten beyond it. Now, when someone's committed to being successful, they will actively get coaching, training, and they will invest in the strategies that are designed to propel them forward. So they're more committed to doing the right thing than they are their resistances and their fears. And I can quickly tell when someone's more committed to their story or to their limitations or their fears than they are success, because they'll tell me all of them and then continue to roll through them over and over and over again. And it's almost like they've gotten locked into that's their life. And if you find yourself here, you might not even know that you do this. But the evidence is you tend to tell your story all the time about why you're not where you want to be. Okay, so that's number three. You're more committed to your fears and your resistances and your limitations than you are success when you're living in them all the time. Instead of going, I don't have to buy this, this doesn't have to be my story, and creating a new story for yourself. Four, when you're more interested, you will do things that are comfortable and safe instead of doing the things that will propel you, but will feel uncomfortable in the process. So when you think of a goal or a dream, if it feels scary, you won't do it, because it's more important to you to be comfortable and safe than it is for you to stretch. And here's one of the dynamics there is you will look at the evidence of what's in your bank account to make decisions about hiring a coach, about investing in a team, about growing your business. Now, I'm not saying that to make anyone wrong for staying out of debt, because it's not the same thing. What I'm saying is that you will play not to lose instead of play to win, because you do not want to risk failure. You do not want to risk feeling any kind of uncomfortableness or pain in your growth process. So what happens is you really have small, very slow, probably very incremental growth instead of massive leaps. And the people that are more committed to being comfortable tend to never really achieve big visions. They'll have a consistent, progressive, you know, level of sales, and you know, they probably do okay, but they don't have an amazing business. They don't have an amazing life. And there's part of them that may actually be sad about that. Now, another variation, if you are interested more than committed, is you are more committed to basically having people think nice of you and think good of you than you are than getting the results. And the next one is having to do with perfectionism. And when you are interested in success, perfectionism and a fear of failing or fear of letting other people down will actually keep you trapped right where you are. Now, if you're committed, you tend to be all in and you'll let go of getting things perfect, because you know that moving towards the goal is more important than getting it perfect and slowing things down. So when somebody's interested in the idea of their goal, they'll really like figure it all out and analyze it to death and you know, think it through upside one side, down the other. They let their logic mind drive them, and they need to really have everything figured out before they move forward. And oftentimes this is from a fear of failing and fear of, you know, like what will happen if it doesn't work. And that becomes so real to you and so much more important than just the progress you can make. And when you're really committed to a goal, you'll strive for getting into the 80% clarity. So it's like the 80% plan. Let's get things 80% figured out, get into motion, and know there's 20% that you'll never figure out until you're in it. So it's almost like a mindset shift that you recognize that you can't know everything before you get started, but you can know enough to lay great foundation and have like some structure in place to propel, but then be flexible and adaptable about that last 20%. Now, another distinction, if you're interested in ideas of success, you tend to give up when things don't go your way or when there's a failure and it doesn't work, whatever that thing is. But if you're committed, you see these letdowns and disappointments and failures as information, and you take that information in and you recalculate your path and get right back on the path. And you look at obstacles and challenges almost like as an adventure rather than a massively unattainable or a obstacle that you can't get through to your goal. See, interested people take obstacles as a sign that they're not going the right direction. Committed people see obstacles as an adventure to learn and grow and strengthen who they are, and a way to just figure out new ways to get around the obstacle. It's a major mindset point. And again, it's one that I've struggled with over the years. Nobody likes to fail, but basically the message you give yourself about failure will, and what you do with failure or letdowns and disappointments, determines if you're interested or committed. Ultimately, when you're committed, you're not going to let anything get in the way, but you're going to keep getting back up and moving, maybe a little bit smarter, maybe a little bit more strategic. You'll get better support. You'll fix the problems. And maybe you even have to dust yourself off a little bit and give yourself a pep talk, but you don't give up. If you're interested, you just give up. And one more that I think is really interesting is when you're interested, you tend to lack in resourcefulness and always struggle with feeling supported. But when you're committed, your vision and your resilience is so strong that you just were like, what do I need to do next? What do I need to do next? How can I tap into the resources I need? And you tend to be very creative and innovative about your path. And this is a huge, important pivot for a lot of people, is that if you tend to lack in resourcefulness, and it's like, I don't know how, I don't know where to get help, and you stop there, you're not committed enough to the goal. Committed people, again, they're all in. They've made the decision that nothing is going to get in their way. And even if they don't know how, they're going to keep moving and they're going to keep asking for help and they're going to keep trying new things to get to the outcome. And a really important mindset shift for a lot of people to move from interested to committed here is to recognize you don't have to do it alone. Okay, so doing it alone means that you have the resources that you can touch, that you have in your mind and in your environment. But when you're resourceful and you really are committed to something, you know that your resources don't stop at you. They stop at the world around you, because you may know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that can open a door, and you don't always have to know who that person is. I was just thinking about this the other day, as we're getting ready to open the doors to my accelerator mastermind. And that's basically the, all right, so you want to accelerate your business to the next level. And I happened to get on a call with a colleague of mine that we're in a mastermind together through this joint venture group. And he's like, hey, I obviously know people in all kinds of necks of the wood. Tell me who you want to meet. Tell me who can be a good resource for you. I'll open the door. The point is, I didn't know him or know how resourceful he was until we had that conversation. And here he is willing to make introductions all over the place for me. your resources are as big as your network. They're as big as your creativity and your innovativeness to tap into resources outside of you. So know that if you're interested, you're going to basically make up the story. You've got to do it alone and you don't have what you need. Change that story. You will change your resourcefulness. Now, all of this is really great information, right? But let's get down into the practical. How do I upgrade from being someone who maybe gets stuck in the interest level and doesn't necessarily propel themselves with commitment? Well, I'm going to give you five things you need to do differently. And that is, for every goal you make, one of the things you have to ask yourself when you're setting the goal, when you're establishing the vision, is, am I willing to be all in? Am I committing to this like a marriage? Like I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it succeed? Or am I interested in seeing if it works? And I'll walk away or let it go if it's not aligned for me. And you have to know from the get-go where you're at. And to know, if you're only interested, it may take you a long time and you may waste a lot of time and energy getting there. And there's going to be a lot of other people that are probably going to move on this thing that you're interested in before you do. And it's a form of procrastination. Now, for some people, they kind of test drive their goals first to see how it feels, because they need to feel into their goals instead of mentally picture themselves in the goal. And that's okay. But just know, until you're all in, you're probably not going to achieve the goal. Now, after you're all in and you're 100% committed, then there's four more pieces. And I actually have taught this for 15 years on the key factors required to accelerate goals. And once you're all in, then you have to develop the mindset of the person who's already achieved the goal. And that may be hard to do because you've never achieved it. This is where you can tap into a coach. We do these in the masterminds. But just basically think about someone who's achieved a goal similar and either ask them or pretend that you're having a conversation and say, how do you think? What are your beliefs that cause you to be committed to this goal? And that should be a huge shift point for you. So mindset. Then the second one is upgrade your habits. 90% of the time, the reason why we don't achieve a goal is we're not taking the actions consistently that are aligned with having that goal. So we're not having sales conversations. We're not doing the proper marketing. We're not doing the right things to power up our body. We're not managing our time well. So we can look at a set of collective habits that propel people into the goal successfully. So just imagine, if you were committed to the goal, what would you do differently? So just think about this. What habits must you have to make sure you achieve the outcome and the goal? Now, the next one is your environment. Okay, so the next factor is environment. And your environment has two components. Your environment is people and places. So if your environment doesn't have the people and the place for you to be successful, you won't. And it's very easy to be interested when you're around other people who are just interested. It's very easy to be stuck and always overwhelmed and not doing the right things when you don't have an environment of people that are committed to their goals. So think about your environment for a minute. And if you were committed to this goal or this outcome, what would you do differently? Would you get in a mastermind that would basically raise your vibration and challenge you to be a better version of yourself? Would you get a coach? Would you start going to events or some kind of a group experience? Would you look around at your environment that you work in and feel inspired or overwhelmed? What are the changes you need to make in your environment that will cause you to upgrade into a committed person to achieve your goals? And the last factor is knowledge. Now, knowledge is an interesting one because it has to do with skills. It has to do with training. It has to do with constantly learning. And I believe that if we want to be committed to our goals, we always have to be learning, which is why masterminds and group coaching programs and, you know, books and everything that's out there sells so well, is because we that are committed to goals are always going to immerse ourselves in new learnings. But ask yourself, are you in an environment where you're learning what you need to learn to be successful with this goal? Are you learning to become the person? Are you stretching and growing into the best version of you Okay, so really look at what knowledge you need to have to be successful at this. And depending on the goal, you may need to be learning some new skills. You may need to have training that will teach you how to do what you're wanting to do. Okay, so really get humble and challenge yourself. Where do I need to grow in my knowledge and my wisdom and my ability to be inspired and do what needs to be done? Okay, so when you bring all these five things together, be all in, and then upgrading your key success factors of mindset, habits, environment, and knowledge, what happens is you accelerate all the good things that you want in life, because your time management, your decision making, your focus, your energy all starts to get synced up towards the goal. And it's really exciting to see who is super serious about their goals and who is just curious. I try very hard to pick the people who are serious for my masterminds. And I don't mind curious people, but I find that curious people will drag the energy down because they're not willing to do what it takes. So I'm curious, where are you at with this? Like, are you serious about being successful and taking your business to the next level? Or are you just kind of curious and you're interested and you're like, oh, it'd be nice if it happened. I'm actually looking for serious people who want to accelerate to join our free group, the Amplify Your Success community, to really propel things to the next level for everyone in the group. And I'll tell you in a minute how to jump on that at the end of the podcast here. But feel free to come join us and, like, let's do some upgrades for getting the goal. What is the biggest goal you have and what do you need to upgrade to get there? All right, so I'm curious to hear your input. You can always jump over to the podcast notes on the blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. That's always also a great place to connect with us. So we will see you again next week. And I inspire you and I challenge you to get committed to your goals. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.